Sastras, it's actually described that the Maha Mantra is actually a prayer to Radharani, because it is only by her grace that we can obtain the mercy of Krishna. So actually it is a plea to Radharani, please allow us to engage in the service of Krishna. So very nice. I can make copies of this for anybody who wants this. This is the family tree of Radharani, describing her family tree. On the one side, on the male side and the female side, so on the male side, brother, his name is Sridham. Brother's name is Sridham. And his sister's name is, Ananga Manjari. So on the male side, the father is Vrishabhanu, and the mother is Mother Kirtida. Madhukirtida is also known as Ratnagarbha. Ratnagarbha. Ratna means jewels, you know. And because Radharani, when she appeared, she was so bright. She appeared like a jewel. It was like a very bright jewel that was effulgent like the sun. And so Garbha means one who, in her womb, from her womb has brought out a jeweled personality, a very bright sun-like personality. So the name is Ratnagarbha. And then amongst the father's side, the uncles, she has three uncles. The eldest uncle is named Bhanu, the middle uncle is Subhanu, and the youngest uncle is Ratnabhanu. So these are the three uncles that she has from the father's side. And from her father's side, she has one aunt, and her aunt's name is Bhanu Mudra. And she is the wife of Kusha. She was married to Kusha. And you can see that from this, all of the auspicious things in our spiritual life come from the same name. As you know, when Vedic rituals are done, anytime Vedic rituals, and they have to use a Kusha grass, you know. So these personalities are after whom these substances are named. All the jewels are named after Radharani. She is the original Ratna, and therefore all jewelry is named after Radharani. Whatever names they're given are actually her names in different forms. That's all it is. It's very amazing how Krishna consciousness, everything originates from Radha and Krishna. And that's how it's done, of course, Balaram. On the mother's side, the mother also had three brothers, so she has three uncles from the maternal side. And the three brothers, the eldest brother is called Bhadrakirti. Of course, as you know, the mother's name is Kirtida. So the eldest brother, his name is Bhadrakirti. The middle brother is called Mahakirti. And the youngest brother is Kirti Chandra. So it's amazing how they give names. And of course, she has sisters as well. So aunts from Radharani's side. Radharani has actually six aunts, and these maternal aunts. And the first aunt is Kirtimati. She is the wife of Kasha. Then Dhadaki. Then next one is Dhatri. Then comes Gauri. Then comes Menaka. And finally Sashti. So these are the six. The sixth one is named Sashti. As you know, the number six was given after her. So, because she's called Sashti, the number six is called Sashti. She is the sixth daughter, and therefore she was named Sashti, and that's also number six. So everything, Lord Chaitanya once actually proved that all of the words in the material world come from the spiritual world. They have an origin in the spiritual, and the origins are always Krishna and Radharani. They're the ones, like, you know, for example, one of Radharani's names is Amavasya. Therefore, the new moon is called Amavasya, named after her. And therefore, Lord Chaitanya appeared on Amavasya, because this is his own name. It's actually his own name, Amavasya. So it's very amazing how things happen like that in Krishna consciousness when the explanation is given. Of course, from the father's side, the grandfather's name is Mahibhani, and the grandmother's name is Sukhada. And she has one great uncle from the from her father's side, and his name is Karala. And from the mother's side, maternal grandfather's name is Indu, and the maternal grandmother's name is Mukhara. So this is the family tree of Radharani. So who is Srimati Radharani? See, Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. It is stated in the Svetashvatara Upanishad, chapter 6, text 8. The Supreme Lord has multi-potencies, which act so perfectly that all consciousness, strength, and activity are being directed solely by His will. The material world where we are now living is called Bahiranga Shakti, the external energy of Krishna. Krishna explains in the Bhagavad Gita, chapter 9, text 10, under my superintendence, the material energy is working. Apart from the material external energy, there is the internal energy. By the internal energy, the spiritual world is being manifested. As the material world is manipulated under the external energy, the spiritual world is conducted by the internal potency. That internal potency, called Ladini Shakti, is Srimati Radharani. In the Chaitanya Charitamrita Adi Lila, chapter 1, text 5, it is said, the loving affairs of Sri Radha and Krishna are transcendental manifestations of the Lord's internal pleasure-giving potency. Although Radha and Krishna are one in their identity, they separated themselves eternally. Srimati Radharani, as the highest devotee of Sri Krishna, derives the greatest pleasure in serving him. She is the origin of all the gopis and of all the goddesses of fortune, all the Lakshmi Devis, who are engaged in the service of the Lord. She is the mainstay, the ideal, and ultimate refuge of all devotees embarking on the path of devotional service. Therefore, she is our Grand Master. Without first getting the mercy of Srimati Radharani, it is impossible to even approach Sri Krishna. The Hare Krishna Maha Mantra is in fact a prayer to Srimati Radharani. The word Hare is derived from Hara, which denotes the internal energy of Ladini Shakti of Krishna. This is none other than Srimati Radharani. When one is chanting the Maha Mantra, one is saying, O Krishna, O Radha, please engage me in your devotional service. Krishna is difficult to approach directly, but he is bhaktavatsala, always eager to please his devotees. Thus, the mood of a devotee is to invoke the compassion of Srimati Radharani, who then recommends the devotee to Sri Krishna. Since Krishna is easily pleased by Srimati Radharani, he then readily accepts the devotee in his service. Hence, Srila Prabhupada said, whenever we come in front of the deities, we pray to Radharani because she is the compassion of Krishna. She is actually the compassionate nature of Krishna. Vrindavan Leela. When the Lord descends, he is invariably accompanied by his loving associates. 5,000 years ago, when Sri Krishna descended in his original form as a cowherd boy in Vrindavan, Srimati Radharani accompanied him in her original form. She appeared exactly 2 weeks after the appearance of Sri Krishna on the 8th day of the waning moon, Ashtami. Srimati Radharani was found on a lotus flower by Vrishabhanu and his wife Kirtada near the village of Barshana, a few miles away from Nandagram. It is said that Srimati Radharani first opened her eyes only when Sri Krishna appeared before her. Until that time, her eyes were closed. Understanding the mellows of the relationship between Krishna and Radha is impossible from the mundane perspective. Understanding Madhuri Rasa, or devotion, on the platform of intimacy, which is the highest level of relationship of a devotee with Krishna, is only possible in the most elevated stages of bhakti, where there is not even a tinge of material contamination. Therefore, Swarup Damodar Goswami has written, the loving affairs of Radha and Krishna are not ordinary material loving affairs, although they appear like that. Rascals and fools misunderstand Krishna to be an ordinary man. They do not know Krishna's transcendental nature. They try to imitate Krishna's Rasa Leela, his dancing with the gopis. There is no offense greater than this. Devotees starting on the path of bhakti must carefully avoid such offenses. They must simply pray to Srimati Radharani as their most compassionate mother for mercy, for bhakti, and for an opportunity to serve Sri Krishna. The qualities of Srimati Radharani. As explained in the Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, an act of devotion, Krishna possesses 64 transcendental qualities. Srimati Radharani has 25 principal transcendental qualities. But she can control even Krishna by them. Her transcendental qualities are as follows. 1. She is sweetness personified. 2. She is a fresh young girl. 3. Her eyes are always moving. 4. She is always brightly smiling. 5. She possesses all auspicious marks on her body. 6. She can agitate Krishna by the flavor of her person. 7. She is expert at the art of singing. 8. She can speak very nicely and sweetly. 9. She is expert in presenting feminine attraction. 10. She is modest and gentle. 11. She is always very merciful. 12. She is transcendentally cunning. 13. She knows how to dress nicely. 14. She is always shy. 15. She is always respectful. 16. She is always patient. 17. She is very grave. 18. She is enjoyed by Krishna. 19. She is always situated on the highest devotional platform. 20. She is the abode of love of the residents of Gokul. 21. She can give shelter to all kinds of devotees. 22. She is always affectionate to superiors and inferiors. 23. She is always obliged by the dealings of her associates. 24. She is the greatest amongst Krishna's girlfriends. And 25. She always keeps Krishna under her control. Krishna means all attractive, since he attracts everyone to him. But Srimati Radharani attracts even Krishna. Although Krishna says, Vedaham samittatayini, I know everything, he fails to understand Radharani. Krishna is achyuta, inconceivable, but for him, Radharani is inconceivable. He said only three people understand Radharani. Radharani herself, Madhavendra Puri, and Lord Chaitanya. These are the only three persons who understand Radharani. Nobody else understands Radharani. Not even Krishna. It's amazing. Radharani is so great. Krishna thought, I am full, I am complete in every respect, but still I want to understand Radharani. This question obliged Krishna to accept the propensities of Radharani to understand himself. So 500 years ago, Krishna appeared as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in the mood of Srimati Radharani and with her golden complexion as his own greatest devotee, Krishna did this to understand the depth of devotion of Srimati Radharani, the mercy of Srimati Radharani. Srimati Radharani is the ideal Mahabhagavat. She is also the most compassionate. She is unable to bear the suffering of the souls trapped in the material world. The word Aradhya, prayers, is derived from Radha and means worshipable. Similarly, the word Aparadha, offenses, means against Radha. When one performs devotional service, one is pleasing Srimati Radharani. And when one commits Vaishnava Aparadha against Krishna or his devotees, one is offending Radharani. Srimati Radharani is the guardian, the mentor, and benefactor of all aspiring devotees. When a soul starts to inquire about Krishna, Srimati Radharani is most pleased and takes charge of his devotional advancements. As one makes progress, one continues to invoke the mercy of Srimati Radharani, and when she is pleased, Krishna is automatically pleased. All glories to Srimati Radharani. Sri Radhastami, the appearance day of Srimati Radharani. This is from Srila Prabhupada, so it may not be grammatically always exactly how we would read things, but it is how we would say things. That in Prashana we are under Srimati Radharani's shelter, here is a Janma Leela. He mentioned how Srila Prabhupada was very reserved when he talked about Radharani, somebody else introducing first. She is so special, all happiness expands in her, and Krishna expands himself in her. She is the source of all fortune and the original angel. Krishna does not tolerate any offenses against her. I remember once seeing a video presentation of Srila Prabhupada serving a deity of Radharani, and when his hand is going towards Radharani, you can see it's shaking like this. You know, he's so respectful that he's just... He doesn't want to offend her in any way, he knows. Krishna becomes very offended when you offend Radharani. Saying this, let us remember the pastime about how Srimati Radharani appeared. She came just to serve Krishna. She wanted to make devotees for him, just like Gadadhar Pandit, who is her expansion, also came to make devotees for Mahaprabhu. When King Vrishabhanu offers his beautiful blind baby girl to Narada Muni for blessings, Narada Muni became overwhelmed in ecstasy. His hair stood on end, tears were flowing from his eyes, all his body was shivering. Narada Muni took that girl, sorry, Narada Muni took that baby girl and put her on his lap. He started to think, I have gone to all places in the entire universe. Nowhere I have found such a beautiful girl like this. Nowhere. I am very fortunate. Then he tells King Vrishabhanu that he is very, very fortunate to have this baby girl as his daughter. Wherever this girl is, this place resides the goddess of fortune. So your duty is just to take care of this baby and nothing else. Narada Muni prayed to Radharani with very pleasing prayers, having her on his lap. He asked her to give darshan of her youthful Kishori form. Radharani, being very pleased, appeared before him with all her sakis and told Narada Muni to meet her in Kusum Sarovar. This is while she is still a baby. Accordingly, Narada Muni got darshan of Srimati Radharani in her Kishori form, which is very, very pleasing, which attracts the Supreme Personality of Godhead. This is why when the deities in Chicago were set up by Srila Prabhupada and he named them Kishore Kishori, he said, I saved the best for last. This is the best names, Kishore and Kishori. If you go to Brashana, they always refer to Radharani as Kishori. They don't call anybody by any name, but by name Kishori. They always call her by that name. Sri Radha is the best gopi. The Skanda Puran states that out of many thousands of gopis, 16,000 are predominant, and out of them, 108 gopis. And out of the 108 gopis, 8 are still more prominent. Out of the 8 gopis, Radharani and Chandravali are prominent, and out of these two, Radharani is the most prominent. This is from Krishna Book, Chapter 31. Because Radha possesses all the charm and sweetness, she is the better of the two. In the Shruti Shastra, Radharani is known by the name Gandharva Devi. Srimati Radharani considers Sri Krishna millions and millions of times more dear than her own life's breath. When we compare the gopis, it appears that Srimati Radharani is most important because her real feature expresses the highest ecstasy of love. This Mahabhava ecstasy of love experienced by the other gopis, experienced by the other gopis cannot be compared to that of Sri Radha. Radharani is the very form of ecstatic love for Sri Krishna, who says, the happiness I feel when meeting Radharani is 100 times greater than the happiness I get from meeting others. Srimati Radharani is the beloved consort of Krishna, and she is the wealth of Krishna's life. Without Radharani, there's a grammatical thing here. I'm trying to figure out what they're saying. Radharani surpasses all in beauty, good qualities, in good fortune, and above all, in love. Being the greatest devotee and the next worshipper of Sri Krishna, Sri Radha possesses the most exemplary and exalted mentality. Srimati Radharani said, I do not mind my personal distress. I only wish for the happiness of Krishna, for his happiness is the goal of my life. However, if he feels great happiness in giving me distress, that distress is the best of my happiness. Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur says that a devotee does not care about his own happiness or distress. He is simply interested in seeing Krishna is happy. And for that purpose, he engages in various activities. A pure devotee has no way of sensing happiness except by seeing that Krishna is happy in every respect. Jai Shri Radha Kalachanji ki jai. If Krishna becomes happy by giving him distress, such a devotee accepts the unhappiness as the greatest of all happiness. So this is a great instruction actually, that if Krishna sees us happy, he feels happy in our distress, then our distress is the greatest of all happiness. We should see it that way. And that just makes life so much easier, doesn't it? Because distress comes so many times. The special reason for writing the Srimad Bhagavatam. Since so many Puranas already depict Krishna's pastimes, it was not necessary to retell Sri Krishna's pastimes in the Srimad Bhagavatam. What was the special reason for writing the Srimad Bhagavatam? The Srimad Bhagavatam was written to introduce and describe the glories of the gopis, and especially to establish Srimati Radharani's supremely elevated position as the most beloved of the Supreme Lord Krishna. According to Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, in the Srimad Bhagavatam verse, Canto 10, Chapter 83, Text 42, the word Shriha refers to the Supreme Goddess of Fortune, Srimati Radharani. Thank you, Karen. That was very nice of you to come all the way. I hope you get to work on time. Thanks again. We'll see you tonight. Thank you. Hare Krishna. The transcendental goddess, Srimati Radharani, is the direct counterpart of Lord Shri Krishna. Radharani is the central figure for all the goddesses of fortune. Radharani possesses all attractiveness to attract the all-attractive personality of Godhead. Radharani is the internal potency of the Lord. The indescribable beauty of Srimati Radharani. Srimati Radharani is 15 years old and full of the luster of youth. Radha is expert in all the 64 fine arts, and her transcendental form is like an ocean of nectar. Radha's splendid bodily luster is like molten gold or stationary lightning. Radha wears wonderfully beautiful blue garments, and she is decorated with various pearls and flowers. Gandharvika Radha is very beautiful and has long, nicely braided hair. Radha's splendid forehead is decorated with a red pigment, sindoor, and with beautiful locks of curling hair. Decorated with blue bangles, Sri Radha's arms have defeated Cupid's staff with their beauty. Decorated with black mascara, Radhika's expanded lotus eyes are the most beautiful in all the three planetary systems. Radhika's nose is as beautiful as a sesame flower, and the tip is nicely decorated with a pearl. Anointed with curious perfumes, Sri Radha is splendidly beautiful. Radha's ears are decorated with wonderful earrings, and her nectarian lips defeat red lotus flowers. Srimati Radharani's teeth are a row of pearls, and her tongue is very beautiful. Decorated with a smile of pure love for Krishna, Radha's beautiful face is as splendid as millions of moons. The beauty of Radhika's chin has defeated and bewildered Cupid. Decorated with a drop of musk, Radha's chin appears like a golden lotus flower with a bumblebee. It's hard to imagine this. These descriptions that are given are so wonderful. Bearing all the marks of wonderful beauty, Radha's neck, back and sides are enchantingly gorgeous. Radhika's breast is like splendid golden, splendid golden water pots covered by a bodice decorated with a pearl necklace. Srimati Radharani's beautiful enchanting arms are two red lotus flowers illuminated by the series of moons that are her fingernails. Krishna's lotus feet, the fingernails are also called moons. So Radha's hands, fingernails are called moons. Jeweled rings decorate Radha's splendidly beautiful fingers. Charming, full of sweet nectar, and decorated with a deep navel, Sri Radha's beautiful waist enchants the three worlds. Radhika's sloping hips lead to her charmingly beautiful slender waist, which is bound by a creeper of three beautiful folds of skin and decorated with a sash of tinkling bells. As beautiful as two exquisite plantain trees, Sri Radha's thighs enchant the mind of Cupid. Sri Radha's beautiful knees are two reservoirs filled with the nectar of various transcendental pastimes. Radha's beautiful feet are decorated with jeweled ankle bells, and her toes with toe rings, as beautiful as the treasure of Varuna. Sri Radha's gold and flower ornaments. Srimati Radharani wears 12 different ornaments on her transcendental form. These ornaments, which includes Radha's crown, earrings, belt, ankle belts, finger and toe rings, armlets, and jewel necklaces that look like strings of stars are all fashioned from pure gold. They appear like a myriad shining suns. Sri Radha wears a locket containing a picture of Sri Krishna and a signet ring that is engraved with Radha. Radha's Shyamantaka jewel is also known as Sankachuda Shiromani, Sankachuda's crest jewel. Srimati Radhika's ankle belts stun Sri Krishna with their tinkling sounds. Krishna's flute stuns everybody else, but her ankle belts stun him. Besides jewels and gold, Radha wears a variety of flower crowns, necklaces, armlets, sashes, earrings, bracelets, anklets, and blouses. Radha taught Lalita Sakhi how to make these flower decorations, which Radharani prefers over the jeweled variety. Srimati Radhika's favorite crown is made from flowers and buds of Srimati Radhika's favorite crown is made from flowers and buds of five colors arranged in five points. The gopis also artistically arrange flowers to create five different kinds of earrings, resembling objects like a peacock, lotus, shark, or half moon. The glaringly effulgent tiara, shimmering halo, beautifully sports in all directions stretching to the horizon. Glistening, sleek armlets, bracelets, and necklaces refract a collective flickering of jewel-like coronas. Hip-spanning belt of softly tinkling bells. Some of the English is not quite correct here, I'm sorry. Anklets, charming musical chimes. Anklets, charming musical chimes, embellishing the majesty of a divine lotus feet. Oh, my dear mind, just worship the effulgence known as Radha. Srimati Radharani's clothing. Wearing light-colored clothes during the full moon and dark colors in the moon's absence, Sri Radha dresses to please her beloved Krishna and to facilitate her nightly meetings with her gallant lover, Sri Shyam Sundar. Radha's favorite outfit is a Krishna blue sari and shawl matched with a pink blouse that delights Sri Krishna. Radharani's upper garment is red like a ruby, and it is the favorite of Lord Hari. Radha's lower garment is the color of a blue cloud, and it is her favorite. So the upper garment is his favorite, the lower garment is her favorite. Sri Krishna said to Sri Radha, "All glories to your wonderful ruby-like silk sari. Oh Radha, this sari has doubled the passionate love I bear for you in my heart." Glorifications of Srimati Radharani's indescribable beauty. Sri Krishna praised Srimati Radharani. Jai Sri Sri Radha Kalachanji Ki Jai. Sri Krishna praised Srimati Radharani. "My dear Radha, your curling locks of hair, long restless eyes, firm breasts, slender waist, shyly lowered head, creeper-like arms and jewel-like fingernails are all exquisitely beautiful. The jubilant festival of your beauty makes the three worlds tremble in transcendental bliss." The beauty of Srimati Radharani's eyes forcibly devour the beauty of newly grown blue lotus flowers, and the beauty of Radha's face surpasses that of an entire forest of fully blossomed lotuses. Radha's bodily luster seems to place even gold in a painful situation. Thus, the wonderful, unprecedented beauty of Srimati Radharani is awakening in Vrindavan. This is from the Vidagdha Madhava. Entwining this way and that with decorations of fresh forest flowers and bound and tied up with jeweled threads, adorned with jasmine garlands of exotic fragrance, and hanging down the very best of noble gemstones, your hairstyle, arranged by the hand of Sri Hari, When will I ever see it, O Radhe? Teeth like rows of pearls and lovely lips like bimba berries, thin waist, wide hips, and a deep navel like a whirlpool of newer youth. This indescribable lover, the very heart of the cleverest maidens, may Radha protect us. O moon-faced one, O doe-eyed one, O goddess, O lovely-nosed one, O one with reddish lips, O sweet smiler, O supreme Lakshmi, O creeper-armed one, O lustrous one of conch-shell smooth neck, O one with plantain tree-shaped thighs, O whose collection of lotus toenails brightly illuminates all directions, when, O Radhe, will you be worshipped by me? And then this is a description of Srimati Radharani's lotus feet. And so it says, I devotedly meditate on the lotus feet of Sri Radha, whose lotus feet are worshipped by Mahalakshmi. By meditating on the umbrella, these are the various signs on her lotus feet. The umbrella is called the chata, the discus called the ari, the flag called dvaja, a creeper called vali, flower pushpa, bangle valayan, lotus padma, curving upward line called urdhvarekha, elephant goad anukusha, half moon ardhendu, barleycorn yava on her left sole. These are all on the left sole. And then on the right sole, the missile. First thing is the missile, which is called Shakti. She has a sign of a missile. I'm sure the terrorists would love to hear this. The club, or gada. Chariot, called Chandana. Altar, called Vedi. Earring, called Kundala. Fish, called Matsya. Mountain called Parvata, and conch shell or Dara on her right sole. So on this day it is said that there are certain prayers that we sing for Radharani, and one particular one is called the Swadhyaya, songs and astikas and glorification of Srimati Radharani. And we sang that this morning somewhat, which says, you know, Radharani ki jai, Maharani ki jai. And then the next verse reads, Radharani ki jai, Maharani ki jai, bolo barshani vari ki jai jai jai. So generally the Indians, instead of vari, they say vali. But actually the Sanskrit word is vari, ki jai jai jai. And so then she says, Thakurani ki jai, Hari Priya ki jai, Vrishabhanu Dulari ki jai jai jai. Then the third verse goes, Gorangi ki jai, Himangi ki jai, and then it says, Brajaraja Kumari ki jai jai jai. And then the fourth verse says, Brajarani ki jai, Brajadevi ki jai, Gavaravana Vari ki jai jai jai. So the translation of the first verse is, all glories to Radharani, all glories to the greatest of all queens. Sing the glories of Radharani who lives in Barshana. In the second verse, which is Thakurani ki jai, Hari Priya ki jai, Vrishabhanu Dulari ki jai jai jai, it says, all glories to Radha Thakurani, Queen Radha, who is the beloved of Sri Hari. All glories to the beloved daughter of King Vrishabhanu. Third verse is Gaurangi ki jai, Himangi ki jai, Brajaraja Kumari ki jai jai jai. All glories to Radharani, who has a fair complexion and golden limbs. Fourth one is Brajarani ki jai, Brajadevi ki jai, Gumaravana Vari ki jai jai jai. All glories to the queen of Braja. All glories to the goddess of Braja. All glories to Radha, who wanders in the Gavar forest. Jai Srimati Radha Rani ki jai.